Hello everyone, and welcome to the fifth episode of the podcast series on Salesforce. My name is Samson Peter. I am the Associate Director of Salesforce at Royal Cyber. And in today's episode, we will discuss Einstein GPT for Service Cloud and its capabilities. We will also see these features in action. With me, I have Amit Maksood. He is the Salesforce Technical Lead at Royal Cyber. Thank you, Amit. Thanks for joining.
Thank you, Samson, for having me here.
Amir, can you tell us what is Service GPT and some of the main features it offers?
Service GPT is actually the generative AI provided by for the Service Cloud. As you know, that Salesforce is like launching the Salesforce AI solution, which is Einstein GPT. And under the Einstein GPT umbrella, we are having the Service Cloud features and the generative AI feature in the Service Cloud. And we named it Service GPT. And in the Service GPT, we have like two main features announced so far. And one is like service replies and the other is work summaries. And the service replies works like on the basis of the generative AI. And during the chat, for example, if a customer is asking for something, then on the same point, agent will be receiving the, agent will be seeing the generated AI responses. And from these responses, agent can either like select any response or can edit and post the response for the to the customer. So this will be like saving the agent's time, and the responses are very much like comprehensive and as per the situation, as per the context of the customer's queries. So this feature is like very much helpful for the agent to save his time. So if there is some knowledge article is involved, then the generative AI also like from the knowledge article to the agent, and agent can like select any part of the knowledge article or send it as a link to the customer in the chat. And the work summaries are like when the chat is concluded or chat center session is ended, Salesforce generative AI actually generates an auto generated summary for the agent, which includes the issue and the description of that, whatever, what was like happened during the conversation. And at the end, it's having the solution and what was like recommended by the agent to the customer. So that these summaries are like very much like helpful for the managers, for they can later like look into that summaries and see that what was actually happened in that conversation without looking at the whole conversation at all. So these are two main features that we will be like discussing today. So I also have like configured these two features in my demo org. And I can like show it to you right at the moment.
Yeah, that will be excellent.
Okay, thank you so much. Let me share my window. Just give me a second. Yeah, please let me know when you can see it.
Yes, I can see your screen.
Mm-hmm. At the moment, I have logged into my service console, and I am like acting as a service agent, and I am making myself available on the Omni channel to accept the chat. Okay, so now I am able to accept the chat from the customer. So here I have created one test chat page having the test script. If you see at the bottom, you can see that icon of chat here. So this chat script can be added to any website or any community page like available for the customer to interact with the chat with the service agents. So I'm typing I'm filling out this form. Give an email address. And the scenario that I am like showing you is like a customer is, for example, like having the technical problem with his laptop, and his laptop is not starting. So he's writing that request to the agent. Let's start the chat. Okay, here I am waiting for the chat to come into my inbox. To my work. Okay, I have this here. So first of all, I am typing a simple message. So customer is writing that I am having a problem and my laptop is not starting.
Right.
Here on the left side panel, you can see the service supplies widget where the Einstein AI is like sending us, like suggesting the replies to the agent. First supply is having the knowledge article as well. So agent can also view and see if he can like send something from the knowledge article, or he can like send or edit the response. I'm sorry to hear that you are having trouble with your laptop. Let's see how we can resolve this issue. Have you tried changing the laptop, connecting to the power source? Let me send this response to the customer. And customer is replying yes, but it's not working for me. How can I fix it? Then get back to the agent panel. Here we have other responses. Our solar panel built on this disease 25 years ago. This is reason. I understand how this is frustrating for you. Your laptop doesn't start. Let's few troubleshooting steps. Okay, I'm sending this response to the customer. Okay, tell me what to do here. Okay, let's come back to the agent side. Okay, first of all, he's having the response like headphones are turned on, check and replace the battery according to the diagram. Possible solution is to perform a power cycle. I have let's select this response power cycle related one. Okay, so one possible solution is to perform a power cycle. To do this, disconnect the power adapter and remove the battery if it's removable. Then page and 30 second. I tried it, but not work for me. So customer is still having the issue. Is not the issue is not resolved. They'll get back to the agent side again. Now it's telling another story. The power cycle is tested, so the response is accordingly. I'm sorry to hear that your power cycle does not work for you. Let's try some other troubleshooting to resolve this issue. The second is that I'm sorry to hear the power cycle didn't work for you. Let's try another troubleshooting step. Frustration. Let's try some options. To get your turning and running again. Okay. Please let me know. Now come back to the agent. I'm sorry your power cycle didn't work. Let's try another solution. Okay. Okay, help me to troubleshoot it. Let's get back to the agent again and see what responses he will be like having. Okay, it's keep coming with the same response again and again.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's the agent can like decide himself like what to do. It can check this knowledge article for more information.
Right, but with additional knowledge articles, I mean, if there were knowledge articles where all these different steps were written, or there were more steps available, so system would suggest those things, right?
Right. Okay, so Let's get back to the conversation again, and let's click on this knowledge. Okay, these are the details. Device isn't responding. Okay, let's suppose that agent is not able to find the relevant information. Then he tried to suggest him like, please contact with our service team. He's giving some phone number to him so they can like pay a visit and resolve the issue for him. Okay. Okay, please contact our service team at, for example, some number and they will pay you a visit. Okay, let's come back to the customer. Yeah. Thanks for the help. I will contact them. So customers is now will be like contacted the service team, and the issue as for now, the case is resolved. Let's end the chat with a note. Okay, try to help. Thanks. Bye. Okay, now when I will end the chat, so these are all about the service replies. The auto generated AI replies also having the context of the previous conversation. And each time when a customer is like sending a message, a new set of replies is generated, and it's up to agent to edit the response and then send it or directly send the response. And along with the response, he can see if the response is related to some, there is some relevant knowledge alert killed in the system or not. So that is the first feature that I wanted to talk about. And then the second is the wrap-up summary or the working summaries. So as soon as I end this chat or chat is ended from the customer, the wrap-up summary will be generated. So this is a AI-based summary. Einstein AI like generate this summary. As you can see, it generated the description that is having Amir contact with the context support. Make it big. Okay, contacted the chat support because his laptop was not starting and Roberto suggested troubleshooting steps to performing power cycle like I have suggested it, but it didn't work. Roberto then suggested or advised the Amir to contact the service team to further assistance. So this is this description and the issue was like laptop not starting. And the resolution provided is like contact the service team for further assistance. So either agent can edit and save it or directly save that. So this is kind of two very good like features for the agent to help the agent on the go on within the chat. And the script is like working as the chat is like going on and agent is like keep seeing the generated AI responses and can select from the responses. Okay. And this summary is very, very valuable and can be like view at the end and can be we can generate report on the basis of that to see what's happening in the conversations.
Mm-hmm. So essentially this yes, is sir. This is making service agent and their managers life very very easy and equipping them with the automation tool using which they can generate auto responses based on knowledge articles or based on the given context, right?
Right.
Excellent. This is wonderful, Amir. Thank you for the wonderful walkthrough.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Welcome. This is all from our end today, folks. Thank you very much for joining this episode. And we will meet again in another episode. Thank you. Bye-bye.